Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
BT and Sal back on the fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. You know, talking about the head coaches and the hiring process and all that, the whole league has a flawed system. How is it possible that Antonio Pierce is fired after just 1 year, after proving himself as an interim head coach for the Raiders, and then getting the job, them thinking he's a Raider, he's the right guy to turn around? How do you only give him 1 year? Same thing with New England. Gerard Mayo was the guy in waiting to succeed Bill Belichick, handpicked by the owner. They give him 1 year. Doesn't make any sense. Also, the idea, BT, that you could have the guy Lou Anarumo, however you say his name, from Cincinnati, 2-3 years ago, being looked at as the best defensive coordinator in the game and should be a top candidate to get a head coaching job, to now being fired. What it shows you, and like to Mara's point about Dable, oh, the coach of the year a couple years ago, did he forget how to coach? No. So did Anarumo forget how to coach? Did Antonio Pierce forget how to coach in a year? Like, or Mayo? What happened in a year that you named this guy the successor after Bill Belichick? You didn't think he was going to be, well, you didn't think he needed more than 1 year? Like, the whole idea of hiring a hot coordinator or giving the young guys an opportunity or going with this guy, like, it's flawed, obviously, because it doesn't work in the majority of these cases.
Well, there's a lot there. I know what you mean. I think sometimes, maybe in the case of Pierce, once that initial jolt wears off, maybe there's not enough substance for the owner. Maybe it's a work ethic thing. Not for Pierce, but for anybody. Like, you can be around somebody and on a secondary role, and then they're elevated to the interim head coach, or they go from interim to the real coach, and now there's more responsibilities. You watch them more day to day, and they're not there 12 to 13 hours a day, and they don't communicate with the rest of the building, and the messaging and that jolt that's just kind of infiltrated the team for a couple of weeks when he first took over back, you know, a year ago, that dissipates. I think there's some unique circumstances. In the case of Mayo, and I listened to a lot of this when I was going up to Providence a couple of weeks ago to do the St. John's game. I was listening to some of the Boston talk going up there. And the big issue, and this has been communicated since as well, Mayo's messaging was really bad. There were a lot of contradictions. Like, he said one thing about how much money they thought, or he thought, they were going to spend in free agency. They didn't spend any, and then he had to go and correct it. So there was some, just what he put out there for public consumption, and then he had to kind of, with his tail between his leg, the next day or the next week, contradict and reposition what he said, which obviously is a turnoff for ownership. So I give you a lot there, but that's why I said there's a lot there.
Yeah,
I
there
think
is.
It's very different with each person, but sometimes the bottom line is you see somebody day to day and they don't work as hard, or they're not as smart as you thought they were.
But I just have a hard time where they go through what I would expect to be a rigorous interviewing process. I mean, are these owners just stupid?
No, but sometimes they're lazy. And sometimes they just don't want to go through the process. Do you know how detailed the process is?
Okay, but that's
of
what I'm
hiring
saying.
A coach. So if you have an interim, even if you don't love them, you might say, let me just punt on this process for another year. Let me just stick with this guy. That happens a lot, Sal.
The Raiders, though, continue to do the same stuff over and over and over. The Titans are another great example. They had what everybody thinks is a good head coach in Mike Vrabel. They ended up choosing Carthon over Vrabel, so they pushed Vrabel out.
Yes.
Now they fire Carthon after he hired the new head coach that they have in there.
And probably wish they still had Vrabel, to your point.
They're just
ass backwards lately.
Okay, but like these are millionaire.
Well, they're bad teams. The Jets are bad. The Titans are bad. The Raiders, the Raiders are bad. These are poorly run franchises.
But so that's one aspect of it. But the other part of like how Anarumo, for example, with Cincinnati, how does he all of a sudden go from being a top defensive coordinator in the league to now being out of a job, or being a top head coach candidate to now being out of a job? Like, it just doesn't add up.
Same with Bieniemy. Think about Eric Bieniemy, and he's not alone. And
well, I think he was. Like, he was on track to get a head coaching job. He just interviewed poorly, obviously.
Yes, that's what a lot of people say.
And couldn't get that job. But, yeah, like, I guess my main point is that the team that has a hot defense for that year, or the hot, like, be careful with Aaron Glenn and the Lions. Like, if you're hiring him based off of his success this year, which I don't think they would be doing, the Jets, or anybody who hires Aaron Glenn. It's not just about this 1 year. But if you're hiring a head coach just because of that team's defense this year or these 2 or 3 years, that's not the right way. Or the same thing with the offense. Oh, well, they had a good offense under this guy for a year or two. That's not the reason. That's not how you should be hiring a head coach. To me, it just does not work that way.
Yeah, there's a lot of context, too. Like, let's take a hot defensive coordinator who just puts up great stats. Okay, did they play 9 or 10 bad teams with bad quarterbacks? Or were they shutting down the Packers, and were they shutting down the Bengals offensively and shutting down the Bills? Like, there's different levels of defensive success. Did you beat up on good teams or bad teams?
I would make a rule that I'm not hiring a defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator just because they're the hottest team in the league right now with their offense or defense. Another rule I would have is if I'm making a decision and hiring somebody, I'm going to give them more than a year, because I should trust that I know better than to hire somebody that's not good enough after 1 year. And maybe that's an addendum more on Kraft or on Mark Davis in Vegas, whatever it may be. But the idea that you'd hire these guys, or Arizona did it with Steve Wilkes years ago.
Yeah, they did.
They hire him.
Yeah.
They select a quarterback, Josh
Rosen.
And then they fire them. They get rid of both of those guys in lieu of Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. And that didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the whole thing to me is a mess. Steve is calling from Levittown. What's up, Steve?
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to,
buy, buy, buy,
in a bear market, or
sell, sell, sell,
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hey, guys, listen, I'm 64 years old. I've seen all the horror. I've been very emotional about the Jets. I want to look at this in a logical sense. I want to list Rex Ryan's positives and negatives. The positives are defense will be great instantly. Number two, he wants to be here. He loves the Jets. And number three, last time they won anything, he was the coach.
Okay.
All right, the negatives are...
No, but two of those three positives don't mean anything.
I know.
Go ahead.
What are the negatives?
There will be a clown show immediately. Number two, he doesn't want Aaron Rodgers here. And number three, he hasn't been coaching football in a long time.
But I think you're leaving. Yeah. Well, Steve, thanks for the call. I think that's a fairly basic rundown, probably. And by the way, I also want to coach the Jets. I mean, that's one of the things on the list.
Come on.
I mean, can I?
Yeah.
No, I think, though, it's so much deeper than that. Like, when you say the cons, well, it will be a media circus to start. All right, that'll dissipate once, you know, and then until something pops back up.
I don't think that's a negative. I think
me neither, necessarily. Yeah. He doesn't want Rodgers. Some people view that as a good thing. I think that your list of cons is off, maybe even more so than your list of pros. Like, the ability to structure a really good staff, to me, is a massive problem. That's a big problem for Rex.
How about the offensively? How about the pros that he listed? He said the defense would be better immediately. Are we sure? If there's anything I'm going to give you or give Rex, it would be that I expect he's going to fix the defense.
It would be better.
But it's not like their defense was great every year he was here.
No, it eroded year by year, actually.
Okay, the other pros, he wants the job. That's great. It means absolutely nothing.
Hey, join the list, buddy.
The other one, he was the last one to have success. Also means nothing.
Nothing means nothing.
Those, I think, are the main reasons why Jet fans want him.
I know.
Because he wants the Jets, and because he had success 15 years ago.
There's nothing more...
Some success.
Yes. There's nothing more temporarily gratifying than being wanted when nobody ever wants you. And we're never wanted. I mean, so I get it. I'm just not playing that game anymore.
You shouldn't settle. Matt is calling from Waldwick. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Hey,
thanks for taking the call. So, yeah, so I'm looking at this from, like, I'm not a fan of the Jets or Giants. I'll tell you I'm a fan of them in a minute. I think you may know, but I look at it like this with these teams around here and seeing the amount of coaches coming through. I just think there's no way you can hire a coordinator that hasn't done it yet. I think the only coordinator you could possibly go with is Flores. And I actually, this morning, I think Sims mentioned about possibly bringing in Fields. Now you have an identity, right? You know Flores' defense is going to bring it. You can run an offense like the Niners. That's my favorite team, obviously. And you run an offense like that. You can... You know, Wilson will be happy. He's going to, you know, the Niners have 2,000-yard receivers, a tight end and a receiver that has 1,000 yards. Your running back has a big year. You know, you got to be good right away if you're the Jets. You can't wait around for a coordinator to figure it out and how to be a head coach. I just think you're just going to set yourself up for the same cycle over and over again.
Unless you hire the right coordinator. No, hold on, Matt. Matt, I mean, it's not as simple as you laid out to be. I'm not saying you're wrong with everything, but, if they hire a coordinator and it doesn't pop right away, it doesn't mean that it's not going to pop eventually.
Right.
I mean, now it's complicated, maybe.
And to your point yesterday where I was saying I just don't want another first-time head coach, specifically a defensive coordinator, to be the first-time head coach. But that doesn't mean that Aaron Glenn can't be the greatest hire that the Jets franchise could ever make. We don't know.
Yep.
So just because of past mistakes, you shouldn't eliminate anything. You got to go through the interview process. I just feel like with where this team is at right now, they need a veteran, no doubt about it guy who's going to come in and fix what they have right now and win now with Rodgers. It's why, to me, the best candidate, to me by far, like Rex says it ain't close, I don't think it's close. I think Pete Carroll is the best candidate by far. Look at his resume. If you keep Aaron Rodgers and everything intact, you're telling me that wouldn't give them the best chance to win right now? Give me the better combo to give them the best chance to win right now this upcoming season than Pete Carroll and Aaron Rodgers. Not to say that others couldn't, but I feel more comfortable about that combination for now than any other. But could Brian Flores be good in the short term and build it out long term? Sure, maybe. Could Joe Brady, could Aaron Glenn? Yeah, I mean, I guess. But with Rodgers in play and what he's talking about with Sims, Sims said Fields with Rex.
I didn't hear that part. I caught middle of Phil's chat this morning. Okay.
Because I think they asked him specifically about would you want Rodgers back? And then it was some kind of combination of Rex.
Gotcha.
And maybe Rodgers. And he said Rex with Fields because he wants to ground and pound and run the
with
football.
With Fields, almost that's like Brad Smith back in the day.
Yeah, but again, Fields is another question mark.
Yeah, no, I know he is. And he's going to cost $20-something million dollars. And if you get rid of Rodgers, we talked about this, the dead money hit, it basically equates to the same amount of money of keeping Rodgers. It's not an easy answer. And listen, I think everybody's looking for the conventional answer. But think about this. And the conventional answer would be generally coach who's already done it, go from there, preferably an offensive one, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But think about how the New York Knicks were turned around. They were turned around by an agent. That was an unconventional hire.
Yep.
Think about what happened on the baseball with the baseball hot stove this year. One of the best players in the sport jumped from the Yankees to the Mets, an unconventional move given our city's history. So while we can sit here, and by the way, specific to the actual Jets quarterback position, two of the best years ever. ever by Jet in my lifetime, forget about Namath and even forget about Kenny O'Brien and Todd and those guys, somewhat, I mean, not really, but somewhat more with Vinny and Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick played for 9 teams. He set a Jet record for touchdowns. And Vinny Testaverde, who was terrific in 98 and basically had the Jets in the Super Bowl, was a flame-out, absolute stiff bust former first overall pick who threw 30 picks for the Bucs basically every year, and then Parcells fixed him. As unconventional it gets. And by the way, the year that the Jets went 12-4, Glenn Foley started the first two games. It's not like Vinny even started the season. He came in game 3 against the Colts, and I was there, and they scored like 40-something points. I remember he threw like a 75-yard screen pass to Leon Johnson. The point being, they found an unconventional quarterback that year. They found one in 2015 with Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Knicks found an unconventional GM. Convention sounds good, doesn't always work that way.
The reason, though, that I personally, I agree in theory that you should not have rules or restrictions going in saying, I need to hire an experienced guy. But in this situation, not only what they have with the quarterback, with the roster, also this town and that owner, all those things make me think that at least an experienced head coach would have a better chance of softening the negatives of potentially this market or the influence of a head coach, as opposed to just going in with a clean slate, all things, or a clean slate, all things being equal, where you can maybe go with a first-time head coach and not have an impact yet as much.
And you know why? Because at least the veteran coach has a chance to look Woody in the eyes and say, listen, if you don't back up and get this in my contract, I'm not coming.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get back to your calls on the other side, 888-808-1019.